I don't care for that.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you said that it's been...
I know what you say there.
Well, you know, if you have, say, if you fix something for Sunday dinner and Monday you eat it again, you'd say that on Monday you say that it's been
cooked too long.
Or would you say head over or warmed over or warmed up?
I say it's warmed over.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Okay. And the peas and beets and carrots and so forth, you call those
vegetables.
Okay. And you grow them in a
garden.
You'd call them vegetables if they, even if they were grown in your own garden. And
yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have another expression like garden truck or sass or home.
Mm-mm. We'd just say garden.
And something that they used to take corn and grind that up and make
bread.
Or not grinding it fine enough to make meal, but they
hominy.
Okay. Now what's hominy's ground up then?
It's carried to the mill and ground. You can grind it in hominy or grits.
What's the difference?
Either one. It's a certain rock that they put in there that grinds some of it real fine, which would be the grits,
mm-hmm.
and the other would be coarser,
mm-hmm.
would be called hominy.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have hominy a lot when I was growing up, and it's good. It's real good. I've heard, I know you have, about hominy and grits. I mean, hominy and sow belly. I've heard men say, oh, we had hominy and sow belly for dinner.
What's a sow belly?
That's bacon. Some men say that.
Uh-huh. Is it fat bacon or?
Yeah. It's just the stomach of the hog.
Uh-huh.
Which we call bacon.
Did you ever take this corn and put it in, soak it in lye water and bleach those husks?
Yeah, you make, that's called big hominy.
Uh-huh.
Or lye corn.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the big hominy, but it's not near as good as a homemade. I've done all that. I know just how to do it.
How do you do it?
I've seen my mother do it. You put it in a pot, a wash, just an iron pot about
mm-hmm.
this high. Put your water in there and put your potash,
mm-hmm.
lye, in it and cook it a while. Cook it till it begins to, the husk come off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take it up, rinse it till all that husk is off.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it in your containers and bring it in the kitchen.
Does it take very long?
No, 2 or 3 hours.
You just leave it to soak?
Uh-huh, you soak it, get that lye out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real good to me. I wish I had some there.
And a white grain that people eat.
White grain?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Well, people in China and Japan are supposed to eat it a lot.
Rice, isn't it?
Okay. Did you ever grow that around here?
Oh yeah, my daddy did. He grew it in the ponds,
mm-hmm.
in the field, in little places which are called lakes now, but this
mm-hmm.
we used to call them ponds.